Hello, we are reading the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal HaSulam. We are on item 42, number 42. This thoroughly clarifies the reason for the decline of the levels, one below the other, during the cascading of the Paltzufim from one another. This is because the bitush, the beating of the surrounding light on the inner light, applies to each paltzuf, always cancels the last phase of the records of the coarseness that were there. Yet we should know that there are two discernments in the records that remain on the screen after its refinement. The first called the records of coarseness, and the second are called the records of clothing. For instance, once the screen of the goof of the first paltzuf of Ak has been refined, we said that the last phase of the records of the coarseness, the records of the fourth phase, was lost, and all that remained in the screen was the records of the coarseness of the third phase. Yet although the records of the fourth phase contain two phases, as we have said, clothing and coarseness, and only the records of the coarseness of the fourth phase has disappeared from the screen by that refinement. But the records of the clothing of the fourth phase remained on that screen and did not disappear from it. The records of clothing refers to a very subtle discernment or phase from the records of the fourth phase, which do not contain sufficient coarseness for a coupling by striking with the upper light. This record remains from the last phase in each paltzuf during the refinement. And our saying that the last record disappeared from each paltzuf during the refinement refers only to the records of the coarseness in it.
That's clear, yes? If Kiev 1 has a question about this only, then they can ask.
I wanted to ask about the records of coarseness and of the clothing.
Why don't I hear him? Why am I hearing the translator? Repeat, Vlad.
I wanted to ask of the records of clothing and records of coarseness, what is their role in the cascading?
These reshimot, these records are in us too, even in this world. I always pay forward with some exertion, with money or with something, and I receive something. So I have an impression of reshimot of the aviut, of the amount of investment that I made, the payment I put forth, and from the tlabshut, which is what I received for it. And that's in every single thing. It's not a matter of the acquisition through money. But in everything I address and do, I make a calculation whether it's worthwhile for me to raise my hand and what I receive from it, for it. And then I have a reshimo of aviyut, of course, this as much as I have invested the effort in moving my arm, and what I received for it, what I've benefited, what I was rewarded for it. And that's where we get the experience of life. It enters our head, in our memory, in our mind, from the first day that we were born. And this is how it's each time, more and more, all the time. That's why it's written that there's none wiser than one with experience, and this is how we advance in life. That's why we must have the two reshimot, these two records.
In our spiritual work, we're always with two of them.
Certainly, how could it be any other way? Because we're working upon our will to receive, and we want through it to do actions, we don't have who else to work with this. So I'm constantly working with the will to receive and oblige it to do something, and how much I receive for it. And so each time we have the effort and the reward, the effort and the reward, the exertion and the reward. It's always that way.
And
so why in the system that we're learning about, there's like a lack of balance that's happening, a lack of adaptation between the efforts and the reward?
There's no such thing. There isn't. Always according to the sorrow, the receive, the according to the effort, that is the payment.
Но мы видим вот то, что мы сейчас изучаем, что в Гальгальте там 4 на 4.
But we see what we learn is that in Гальгальта there is 4 and 4 coarseness compared to the records. Then there's a lack of balance.
No, that's not out of balance. That's simply, that is balance actually, because I have a reshimo from something that is greater, but I also have the exertion, the knowledge of where I am as with the smaller force. And this helps me see myself relative to the previous state, such that I don't lose myself and feel myself as beginning from zero and doing something that I don't know what it is. Specifically, since the Reshimo remains for me from Galgalta and the Aviut from a state of Ab, then from that I can correctly associate myself with where I am in this, the state of Ab. It's good that I have such a gap between these degrees, a feeling of what I had and what I have. From that, I can make a calculation of what I have relative to what I will have. Present, past, and future. If I wouldn't have such conditions, I wouldn't know what to do. That's what little children have who don't know. Their reshimot are still confused. And therefore, all that they do, both when they do it with their hands or with their mind, we need to constantly protect them. It's out of the reshimot in them. Their reshimot are not yet well established. But the moment the child receives enough of an impression from life, from that state he's in, at home, in his room, then we can be calmer that more or less he can get along there. It's exactly the way we are in spirituality. A mother can leave his room ready and maybe do something in the kitchen, and sometimes she kind of watches the child and sees what he's doing there. But he already knows how to get along because the reshimo are already in him, and according to those reshimo, he exists. And this is how we are in this, in our life as well. It's all by these reshimot, by these records. Erase a person's reshimot, and then you will see what he will be. He'll be, he won't know how to move his hands, how to do anything, how to speak, nothing. It's all only by the reshimot, by these records.
But what are the reshimot, the records?
Memories, just like you have in a computer, which you're filling the computer with, everything is empty there. You fill it with the software, with the program. And then the program you fill with your data, and then you start to work from it. How can you do it without that? Erase from a person. It's possible. You can use like electric shock or something like that. Erase from a person his impressions, his reshimo, and you'll see him as a golem, as someone who was just born.
Haifa 1.
Tov. Yiridat partsufim. Shachshav. Karano.
The descending of the partsufim we just read about.
Gematria shel shemot partsufim.
It's the gematria about the names.
We didn't learn that yet. We didn't read that, no. We didn't read that. I'm sorry.
We read about the descending of the...
Where is it written that there's gematrias here in this item? No, that's it. Get accustomed to study with what we're all learning at the same time.
You explain the gematrias.
Where here did I explain the gematria, the numeric values?
Not now, but...
Sir, are you studying with us together or not?
French.
Bonjour Rav, bonjour Clé Mondial. J'aimerais poursuivre sur les Rishimot. Il se trouve où les Rishimot? Est-ce que
so
c'est
about the Rishimot, those records.
Comment est-ce qu'ils arrivent là?
Where are they? Are they on the screen? Where do they come from?
Rishimot
The Rishimot are, they remain in that vessel that carried out a certain action, and the result of carrying out that action, we have altogether two conditions in creation, the creator and the created being or the creature. And when they begin to connect between them, so in that connection between them, we have these two conditions, one that comes from the creator and one comes from the created being. The creature needs to do actions that are similar to the creator. So he has actions that he does within his nature that's called from the aviyut, the coarseness. And what he attains through these actions from the creator is called the reshimot of hitlabshut, of clothing. Meaning how the creator clothes the creature. And that's what we learn eventually. So now we're learning it in a simple way of the desire to receive that takes upon itself the restriction and wants to resemble the creator. What action does he need to do in bestowal in return to the creator, just like the creator is towards him? So he has restriction, a masach, ol chozer, the reflected light, and he receives in order to bestow. And how much that he receives to in order to receive, to bestow, the light will clothe him. The light that clothes in him is called internal light, in opnimi. And it fills him partially. And that part, more than that, he cannot receive. Where the creator presses him, he departs from that. And remains from all of this action, an impression, a reshimo from the light that was clothed in him. And the reshimo from the desire to receive with the masach that received this light. Meaning all that previous state that received in order to bestow, now too is in him. But not in practice, but it's called a reshimo, an impression that remains in his mind, in his head. That's it. And as he goes through all these states, each time he will have more and more impressions from the previous states. That's called one with experience, that he has many impressions from the states he's been through. And according to those states, he can make a calculation for all the states that will come to him.
Parce que quand on parle de purification du massacre, c'est comme si moi
when we talk about the refinement of the screen of the massacre, it's as if there was coarseness inside the massacre.
The desire. The screen works upon the desire in order to use the will to receive, that it will be able to work in order to bestow. But there must be a desire to receive there. And above it, restriction, screen, reflected light, those are already actions in order to bestow. So obviously, in that screen, all that information is there. The coarseness is about the will to receive. Then there's a restriction, a rejection, and from that, the action of bestowal.
Mach 3.
Yes, thank you, Rav. It seemed to me that we always talked about the Rishimo of Aviyot is the memory towards our desire, from our desire. Now you said that it's the memory of how I invested myself. What's correct here?
The Rishimo, the records of coarseness and records of clothing. We will learn it. It's not simple. The records of coarseness is what I use, the coarseness I've used to work with in order to bestow. The records of clothing is what I've received, the light within the screen I built, that light, with it, I was bestowing back to the Creator in order to bestow. That's it. We'll learn. It'll be clarified. PT 22.
Good morning, Rav. In a simple word, can we call the Rishimo of Itlabshut attainment?
No, not yet.
Rechovot.
Rechovot.
Thank you, Rav. If I understand correctly, the Rishimo of Aviyut is the memory of how much I can receive in order to bestow. Is that right?
Nagit.
Oh, let's say so.
And the Rishimo of Itlapshut, what is it, a memory of the light?
It's what I could have attained, that I put the screen in order to bestow. It's simple. How much did I pay for and what I got for my payment? That's it. I have coarseness and a screen and reflected light. That's all what I give to the salesman, to the host, to the Creator. What I receive in return, that I'm already receiving it. So I have a Rishimo, a record of what I paid for, and I have a record of what I've received for it. And from all these records, I fill my vessel, the shattered vessel, that I gradually correct it with the screens and fill it with lights until I finish building the vessel. Okay.
Tel Aviv after Kachishal.
Tel Aviv later, Oren.
Item 43. The remainder of the Rishimot of Itlabshut from the last Bchina that remained in each Masach prompted the elicitation of two levels, male and female, in the heads of all the Parsufim, beginning in Ab of Ak, then Sag of Ak, and also in Ma and Bon of Ak, and in all the Parsufim of Atzilut. This is so because in the Parsuf of Ab this of Ak, where there is only a Rishimo of Aviyut of Pchina Gimel in the Masach, which elicits 10 Sfirot at the level of Chochmah, the Rishimo of Hitlabshut from Pchinah Dalet, the fourth phase, which remained there in the Masach, is unfit for a Zivug with the upper light due to its purity. Yet it is included in the Aviyut of Pchinah Gimel and becomes one Rishimo. At that time, the Rishimo of Itlabshut acquires the strength for mating with the upper light. For this reason, the Zivug of Haka'ah with the upper light emerged on her, which elicits 10 Sfirot at nearly the level of Keter. This is so, since she has Itlabshut of Pchina Dalet. This incorporation is called the incorporation of the female in the male, since the Reshima of Aviyut from Prina Gimel is called female, as it carries the Aviyut, and the Reshima of Hitlabshut of Prina Dalet is called the male, as it comes from a higher place. And because it is purified from Aviyut, thus, although the Reshimo of the male is insufficient for a Zivugavaka in itself, it becomes fit for a Zivugavaka through the incorporation of the female in it.
Again,
item 43. The remainder of the Reshimo of Hitlabshut of clothing from the last phase that remained in each screen prompted the elicitation of two levels, male and female, in the heads of all of the Partsufim, beginning with Ab of Sak, and then Sag of Ak, Ma, and Bon of Ak, and in all the Partsufim of Atzilut. This is so because in the Partsuf Ab of Ak, where there is only a Reshimo of Aviyut, if Chinab Gimel in the Masach, which elicits 10 sfirot at the level of Chokhmah, the Reshimo of Hitlabshut from Bchina Dalet, which remained there in the Masach, is unfit for Zivug with the upper light due to its purity. Yet it is included with the Aviyut of Bchina Gimel and becomes one Reshimo. And then the Reshimo of Hitlabshut acquires the strength for mating with the upper light. For this reason, the striking of coupling the Zivugavaka with the upper light emerged on her, eliciting 10 sfirot at nearly the level of Keter. This is so because she had the Hitlabshut, the clothing of Bchina Dalet, and this incorporation is called the incorporation of female in male. Since the Reshimo of Aviyut from Prina Gimel is called female, as it carries the Aviyut, the coarseness, and the Reshimo of Hitlabshut of clothing of Prina Dalet is called male, as it comes from a higher place, and because it is purified from Aviyut, from coarseness. Thus, although the Reshimo of the male is insufficient for a Zivugavaka in itself, it becomes fit for a Zivugavaka through the incorporation with the of the female in it.
You don't hear? We only have Tel Aviv 3. Oh, Kiev 1. Well, let's start from Tel Aviv. He was there before.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Why does Ab not take out Reshimot of Hitlabshut of itself and uses the Reshimot of Bchinat Dalet?
He doesn't know anything else. The records from clothing come to us from receiving the light. The Ab didn't receive the light yet after the Galgalta. The screen of Galgalta was refined, and what was remained in Ab was its own coarseness of its present state, and the record of what it had before, that it was clear to him that he doesn't have the forces to attain the same light. That's why he was refined. It refined from him. And then it turns out that only the records of 4-3 is what remained in him. 4 from Galgalta and 3 from himself. 4 in clothing and 3 in coarseness.
Is the actual reality that there's aviyut in a partsuf, doesn't that lead to it to having the force to bestow, the lack to bestow upon that aviyut?
Upon that coarseness, yes, there is a desire and a forces to bestow. And he's about to implement it. But what does have anything to do with number 4?
But the implementation is always from the partsuf before it.
By that, he'll build a rosh of the clothing. Kiev 1.
Интересно, он описывает процесс, как решимот дейтлапшут пхины далит включается.
He describes a process in such a way that the решимот дейтлапшут пхина далит The phase four is included in the Avyut of phase three.
How's that happen? I'll tell you, yesterday I was in a restaurant. I ate a good steak. I paid for it. Let's say 100 grivin. $100. And I have good taste left from it, and I want it today too. I go in the restaurant, but instead of $100, I only have 80. What will I do? For $80, they won't give me what I ate yesterday for $100. So now I have to calculate with what I have, with the coarseness in the screen, even though I had something left from what I did receive in the past. So it turns out there's two coupling by strikings. There's two calculations. By this, I'm already building the rosh of partzuf ab. That I did want to receive what I had before, but what I don't have, that's why all these things are called the rosh of clothing, that I'm just imagining something, what I could receive, but in practice I don't, because I don't have a screen for it. And if I have a screen only on $80, on part of my coarseness, then I calculate on that how much I can receive in order to bestow in that $80. And I calculate, and from that calculation, I receive in order to bestow. That's called that the Patsuf of Ab clothes in me. That's it.
Так получается, что то, что у вас вчера было возможностью,
So it turns out that yesterday, the fact that you had the possibility to eat that steak, today it already becomes a desire?
I already had it before too, but now I also have a much more scrutinized desire, because I know with the help of their records what I did have yesterday, but I don't know from these records what I'll have exactly today. Somehow I can guess that it won't be as it was before, but less than that. Not only in quality, but also in quantity. Because all these actions are in order to bestow, so it's not such an issue that I go to receive in order to bestow something that I don't exactly feel. You can say, but if I didn't feel what I'm going to receive later in the toch of the ab, in its goof, from the pit to the tabul, if I didn't feel it in practice, how can I be sure that I'm going to receive it in order to bestow? Specifically because all these actions are in bestowal, and I'm planning these actions in bestowal in the rosh of the partzuf, it gives me a complete ability, a certain ability that I can receive it in the toch, in the goof of the potsuf. We'll talk about it. There's a lot of speaking here, and I don't want to right away go into all this. Turkey one.
Thank you, Ralph. My friend is asking, do I miss my mom's cooking because of this reshimo? Can I think of the landlord this way?
Yes, try.
Kiev 2. Раф, здесь появились понятия Захар и Накава, мужское и женское.
Раф, there's some concepts of male and female here. Female, I don't know. We learned that they appear in a complete way after the second restriction in the world Nikodim. So what's this here? Is this like potential or
No. The Reshimot that are about and belong to the light are called male. The Reshimot, the records that are about from the coarseness, belong to the female. A desire is a female. The light is the male. The creator is the male. That created the desire. And the desire from then on is called a female. If the desire starts working like the creator, by that it is called a male. And so on. We're still going to have to discuss it in all kinds of states and all kinds of instances. Chavel too.
The Reshimo of clothing of Itlapshut comes from the previous Partsuf, and the Reshimo of the Aviyut comes from the new Partsuf?
You could say it.
Okay, so why is it important for me that the Reshimo of clothing of Itlapshut from the previous Partsuf, if I already bestowed it? Meaning, why do I need to awaken Reshimot from the past in order to bestow now? On the contrary, I want to come with anything, without anything, and to bestow anew.
And how can you perform an action without a previous record? How do you know what to do?
According to the Reshimo of Aviyut.
But you haven't used it.
But he is giving me now the information or the coarseness for what I need to go for now.
You don't know how to use the Reshimo, the record of coarseness, because you've never used it.
So what do I receive from the Reshimo of clothing? Information of how to bestow now? How is that above reason?
Exactly like that.
So how is that above reason? Meaning...
We didn't speak about above reason, so what are you getting confused inside there with yourself? I don't know.
I'm sorry, without above reason. How can you bestow in a new partsuf if I already have reshimot from the previous partsuf?
I'm asking the opposite. How can you now bestow in the new partsuf without having the reshimo, the records from the previous partsuf? How do you know what in order to bestow is, or how much to bestow? You don't know anything about it. Look at babies. Only experience and experience and experience from all kinds of states they go through is what helps them advance. There's no wise as the experienced.
Bestowal in the new partsuf arrives according to the Reshima of Itlapshut, not according to the Reshima of Aviyut?
From both.
Thank you.
PT3.
How is the example of yesterday and today with the restaurant and the $80 and $100, how does that appear in the ascent from below upwards?
As much as we acquire greater screens, by this we bestow more, our patsufim become bigger, and by that we advance and grow in height from above downward.
Meaning from below upwards, the example needs to be that yesterday I had 80 and today I have 100? Is that how?
Correct.
So why is it considered to receive in order to bestow? Also in the descent from above down and also in the ascent from below upwards. How is it called by the same name?
The tendency is what's important. The tendency is important. From above downward, it all happens according to the upper one. The upper one organizes everything. And from below upward, it happens according to the man and the good deeds.
And how is this connected from below upwards? The Rishimot of Etlapshut and Rishimot of Aviyu, does that principle also exist on the way up?
What principle?
The principle of the Rishimot of clothing and coarseness?
Of course, of course, of course.
How is it expressed on the way from below upwards?
That I'm working in both the Shemot and both records. I can't work with one record. I can't just activate a force. I need to know why I'm activating it, what I'll receive. All these things are essential.
But I also have a Rishimot of Itlapshut from a higher degree when I ascend from below upwards?
Yeah. That's why there's a cascading from the degrees from above downward, until from below we start feeling ourselves as created beings and raise on the ladder from below upward. What is revealed to us are the records that we have descended upon from above downward.
And they illuminate for us and become what we call records of
there's at
clothing?
Least 40 kinds of records, all kinds. And they are awakened in us and tell us to perform an ascent.
Thank you.
PT7.
Why is the discernment of male and female beginning in Ab and not in Galgalta?
In Galgalta there is no discernment between male and female to such an extent, but it's four of clothing and four of coarseness. And in Ab it's already four and three.
It's exactly written that the male needs to be in the higher level. Why?
Because it's the records from the light that were there before. And the coarseness was in the current state of the screen from now. That's why before the descent I had a greater light. And from now, in the screen, I have a smaller screen. That's why in the screen of Ab, there's three. And the light in Ab comes from Galgalta, which is still surrounding light from Galgalta, which is four. Okay.
טוב, אז אנחנו באות מם גימל.
So we're on 43?
מם דלת כבר.
44 already.
בוא נקרא גם כן מם דלת.
Let's read 44.
ואחר זה...
Item 44. Subsequently, there is an incorporation of the male and female too. This means that the record of clothing is integrated with the record of coarseness. This produces a zivug of haka'ah only at the level of the female, which is the level of p'china gimel, the third phase, which is the level of chokhmah called havaya of ab. The upper zivug, when the female is included in the male, is considered the level of the male, which is nearly the level of keter, and the lower zivug, when the male is included in the female, is considered the female level, which is only the level of chokhmah. Yet the coarseness in the male level does not come from himself, but by means of incorporation with the female. And although it suffices to elicit the level of the ten sfirot from below upwards, called Rosh, this level still cannot spread from above downward in the form of a guf, which would mean clothing of lights in the vessels. This is so because a zivug of haka'ah on the coarseness that comes from the incorporation is insufficient for the expansion of the vessels. Hence, the male level contains only a discernment of Rosh without the Guf. And the Guf of the Partsuf extends only from the level of the female, which has her own coarseness. For this reason, we name the Partsuf only after the female level, meaning Partsuf Ab. This is so because the core of the Partsuf is its Guf, which is the clothing of the lights in the vessels. And this emerges only from the female level. As we have explained, this is why the Partsuf is called after her.
Okay. I don't see any questions. New York 4.
The goal of the vessel is to purify herself in order to receive more, but in each Partsuf she's getting smaller and smaller. So how can we say that she'll receive more even though she's getting smaller?
The vessel does whatever it can just to remain in order to bestow as much as it can remain to, in order to receive, in order to bestow. That's what it does. That's why the tendency, we're not going to talk about it yet, but afterwards when we have a few more partsufim, we can learn what happens altogether with the lights and vessels. Then we can say what it can lead us to. For now, we don't have any experience in this. That's why we'll talk about it later on. This cascading we have right now is in order to build the ladder of degrees from above downward. And everything happens by light and vessel. There's no Adamia, there's no nothing, but a simple mechanics of a relation between lights and vessels. That's it. And only afterwards we'll discover that this is in order to have a ladder that the souls will be able to be created on a lower degree of the ladder and rise to the height all the way to the top of the ladder.
Gracias, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. Sorry, can I ask a little bit about how you answered the previous point?
Yes.
The part where you said to us about the record of 4-4 of Galta, that same record of clothing remained in Ab. Why, Rav? It always caused me a little bit of problems. And now I almost understood. I almost could feel what you said, but if you could explain a little, Rav, that it's the same light.
The impression, Rishimo, of records of what came before, that I can use my impression of my previous state. That's why when Galgalta was refined, you can still use that impression of what it received in order to bestow, to build the next Potsuf of Ab. Galgalta, where does it receive from? From Ein Sof. That's where the impression comes from. We always have a records of clothing and a records of coarseness, or light and vessel. And without both of them existing, we can speak about it. Okay.
You said something that he didn't have a previous experience in one of your questions. Is that the reason for which it continues with 4, with Dalit?
Those are the two pieces of information it has, and it has to use them. There's no choice yet. It's just data, information, like nature developing, like the still. Okay?
Tov.
Okay.
No, Piti Hamesh.
Well, Piti 5.
We learn that this incorporation causes two things to become one, that a common field is created between them. So what's the discernment that happens between the incorporation of male to female and female to male?
The fact that they work together. But the question is, who's the leader? According to what are we, is the vessel built now? If it's the male determining, so the female supports. Or the female determines and the male supports. And that's how it always is in spiritual actions, one in the other. In a mutual way, that's how they build those degrees.
So is there a difference in the result of the incorporation after all?
Of course there's a result in the incorporation. Also in children, when in biological bodies, there's always who determines things and the one who is working. That's on each and every level.
No.
Well, I'm sorry, but Europe.
Okay, thank you, Raf. Can we ask a question about the Congress?
Can you ask again?
I guess so.
Well, lately the lessons are truly amazing. We drink each and every word that is said and every scrutiny that is shared. And we truly sit on the tip of our seats. So how can we use in the best way everything we received lately, all these building blocks, these modules that you give to us, how to use our time in the 10 in the best qualitative way that we prepare ourselves towards the goal of the Congress, towards Ibur?
That's not a question for me, but for the friends. You read all the articles. You discuss them. You need to consult one another. And from that, answer that question. Really, I don't have anything to add. What you'll hear from me is what you've already heard. But if you hear the friends, in them, there's also new ideas and also new forces. New forces. And then, how do I say it? Then you will relate to it differently, because the envy, lust, honor, there's a lot of things between the friends, and it's necessarily there between each and every one. That's how we're built. So by this, you will have more of a grasp in what each one is saying, even by each one pushing instinctively the other. That's why it's worth scrutinizing all these types of questions.
Niv.
We have an announcement from the meal team and the event department about our upcoming meal. So just like we heard in the meal on Sunday, the upcoming meal on the 19th of September, this Sunday, will be for the memorial of the parting of Baal HaSulam. Different to years in the past, we were used to having this at the end of Yom Kippur. This time it will take place this Sunday on the 19th of September, and thus Rav invited the whole world Klee to participate in this meal together. Continuing that advice from Rav, we invite all the tens that want to participate in this meal so that we can build it together to send to the Board World Klee Gmail suggestions of how you can offer yourself as a ten, as a ten that wants to bring itself, to raise a lechaim, a song, a clip, some kind of participation that you can do in the 10. So please write to us at boardworldkli@gmail.com and we will incorporate you into the meal that's coming up on Sunday that is in memory of Bala Sulam.
I want to add that Bala Sulam belongs to everybody. If Rav Ash is closer to me because he was my teacher and I studied with him and took care of him and I was beside him, that's something else. But about Bala Sulam, he's for everybody. That's right. Everybody has to speak about it. Everybody has to lead this meal and everything that was there. Please, I'm asking. I want to be the observer, the audience. Okay? Good.
Our schedule for today, we'll have two broadcasted programs with Dr. Michael Lightman at 10 a.m. Israel time program, The World, with Dr. Michael Lightman, and an inside look after that.
Между нами сможем почувствовать один. Si tu es dans l'océan tout seul, ce n'est pas un. If you have a dream alone, it's not one. Uno insieme ad ognuno. A ti ne pagata все вместе. Давай объединим весь мир и почувствуем один. Wir sind deine große Familie. Si tu chantes à la lune tout seul, ce n'est pas un. If you sail in the ocean alone.